Avec Jared Buck. Jared, on va commencer avec toi.
Hi, Joel, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Perfect. You have a lot of fun parts of your job, but how was it to tell Jesse that he was getting the call to the NHL?
Yeah, that was fun. We told him things that he had to go and he had to go back with him and kind of play a little bit of a game with him to tell him he had to drive back and he couldn't play tomorrow with us and he got to play for the NHL team. So it was good. He's a good kid. We like him a lot. It's always fun for a guy to play his first game in the NHL. Their dream is not to play for the Laval Rocket. I always say that it's to be part of an NHL club. So he's been great. We're happy for him.
And you guys are a little bit shorthanded again today. Still a good effort from your team. What were your impressions of the team's play?
38 shots. I mean, the goalie was good again tonight. He's been really good versus us and the scoring chances. We were there. It is what it is. I think that third goal hurt us. The guys came back with a short lineup, played pretty much up to 9 to 10 forwards the whole game. And the guys dig deep and give ourselves a chance. Can't take those efforts for granted, and we can't lower because we've lost tonight 3-2. It could have been 5-goal for us, the amount of open net and scoring chances we had. And the guys are trying hard to want to win as many games as we can. And it was a good effort. It's kind of disappointing in a way, but you got to be proud of the way we battled.
Dernière question, Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hi, Joel. You may have addressed this with Anthony a moment ago, but I was wondering if you could just give us some whatever information you're able to about the situation regarding Demchenko leaving to go back to
Yeah,
Montreal.
obviously we test every day. So we tested yesterday, we tested this morning, but Demchenko didn't feel 100% right. It doesn't always mean it's COVID, but we have to do the protocol. And so what we did is we isolated him and we went for rapid tests. Everybody tested negative, him included. So it's not a false positive. It's not just a, precaution that we have to do if somebody doesn't feel right or, have some symptoms. And it's not because you have symptoms that you have COVID either. So we did the rapid test. So our routine was a little off today, to be honest. We kind of scrambled to get to the rink a little bit, but I still feel we played a good game. Guys give us, we give an effort, and we're getting short in bodies, and it was a really good investment from the guys.
Last question for me. I know you've spoken highly of him throughout the season, but Harvey Pinard signing his ELC with the Canadians. Can you talk a bit about his deserving that contract and how he's done for you this year?
For him, he's a worker. I think he's a right example for all the young guys from Quebec and around, hockey. He's a late pick in like Quebec League and late pick in the NHL. And he's not the biggest guy, and he's just played the right way. And he's invested. He's got the full cage right now because he had a major intervention to his teeth last week. And I mean, he's still going after it. I mean, I don't know, I mean, that time he went to the dentist the last few days before we left, but it doesn't matter. He's a hockey player. He's ready to go every time, and he doesn't look for excuses. And he goes to dirty areas, and he plays the right way. So there's no doubt that we're all excited for him.
Excellent. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.